Suburban Women in Connecticut Rally for Trump, Silent No More. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 25, 2020. Hundreds of suburban women and other Connecticut citizens gathered in Greenwich Sunday to show their support for President Donald Trump and police officers. A combination Trump 2020 and Back the Blue rally saw about 350 attendees meet at the Island Beach parking area and then march along Interstate 95. A Facebook grassroots group called Make America Great Women's Group organized the rally through social media. Erin Chang, one of the organizers, commented, "According to the Connecticut Post, on many of the signs held by attendees that read, Silent No More, in reference to what many believe to be the silent majority in support of Trump. We are here in support of the president," Chang said. Adding the hostility some in Connecticut hold toward Trump is intended to suppress his supporters. She said she felt energized being part of a women's group that supports the president. "We are here in support of freedom and we are a positive force. We're not negative at all. This all started with two or three women for Trump and it just grew. The women in the suburbs and the women in Greenwich do support Donald Trump. It doesn't feel like America anymore. That's what's so scary. The silent majority can't voice their opinions. I couldn't even post things with my own name. Being here and being a part of this, you feel invigorated." New Canaan resident Elizabeth DeLuca, another of the rally's organizers, said their group was made up of strong Republican women who wanted their voices to be heard. She added, "We stand for freedom in this country and we're here to defend the people that protect our freedoms and our liberty and the Constitution of the United States. We are here in support of Donald J. Trump. We value our freedoms in this country and we value those people who protect our freedoms. That's the police officers, first responders and everyone. They're the people that allow us to live, work and prosper in this country." The National Women for Trump movement denounces the narrative that Trump has a women problem. The group asserts on its website. They said that women don't support Donald Trump. They said he isn't good for women or our families. They said we were supposed to vote for Hillary Clinton because we share the same body parts. But they were wrong. There are millions of women who support Donald Trump and we're not standing in the shadows anymore. We won't be pushed around by bullies who tell us who we are supposed to like. And we're not going to keep quiet now that he has been elected. In addition to American flags, Make America Great Again hats, and Blue Lives Matter flags at the Connecticut rally, Connecticut Post reported a number of signs, including those touting Moms for Trump, Dump the Dems, 4 More Years, and Biden's Laptop Matters. Trump supporters also played the Village People's tune YMCA and danced to it as the president has done at his rallies while on the campaign trail.